Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. Well, today, walking along the beach, and it was a week ago to this day, 7 days ago, I couldn't walk along this beach. It was too much storms. The wind was howling and the rain and the ocean was smashing. And today, it's basically dead flat. And I'm walking along. I've taken a break from the desk. It's mid-morning. I've got no shirt on. I'm shirtless. Probably more than you need to know, but I'm sunbaking. How fantastic is that? Wow, 7 days. Anyway, we've had a lot of rain, so there's lots of goop in the ocean, but well, it's long enough. I'm going back in. There's not many people down here. It's a very beautiful, calm day. Not a breath of wind. Even the seagulls are laying about. So today, I did a big video today. I started at 5 a.m. and I worked my way through, had a cancelled coaching session. So I was able to finish it in the morning. And it's about magnetic alertness, and this topic of magnetism, it's well, I was supposed to finish it last month, but I didn't get it done. This magnetic alertness is about holding energy in your body instead of releasing it from your body by running and jumping and hopping and skipping and nervously and moving about. And for me, it's quite an understandable progression from the fact that you grow up as a kid and all you want to do is run around till you drop, and then you grow up being an adult and you want to run around and convert some of that energy into life and relationships, and you still want to run around it till you drop. And then you start to develop a sense of not wanting to give 100%, because, well, when you get past 90, you start to lower the quality of what you're giving to people. You never give 100%. Even as an athlete, you learn that. And then you suddenly get to realize that a lot of success, a lot of what you do with people is projected rather than handed over. And so that power of that projection system within you, it doesn't need to explode like a balloon that someone took undid the knob on the end and the inlet and let it blow all over the place. Sometimes you can just hold the balloon solid and project from inside that out to the world, and the more power you have within you, the less exhausted you become, but the clearer the projection. And so this idea of projecting success and projecting energy and transmitting what you want to other people, it sort of flows on. I've always had the model clear within Inner Wealth work. We've always said it, talked about magnetism. It's even in my book, the Inner Wealth book, which was released in 2001, I think. But it makes it pretty clear that what's going on inside us really influences what goes on outside of us. You know, nobody treats us better or worse than we treat ourselves. Nobody's going to invest in an ungrateful person, and gratitude is something that goes on inside you. A person who's in desperation causes people to reject them. A person who has low self-worth won't attract worth. You know, that's all about inside versus outside, and yet a lot of people still run around thinking that it's how hard they hammer the piece of metal is going to determine whether they make a good statue or not. And it's absolutely not the truth. so much of what we achieve and what we do comes from how we treat ourselves and how we visualize, and not the least of which is a vision inside our head, which is called acting. And the actor says green, and if they can't see green when they say green, it isn't green. If an actor thinks red and says green, you think red. It's an amazing awareness, the whole field of acting, is how much of what the act, what's going on inside the actor's head, actually just simply gets transmitted inside the audience. And it's even more powerful when you look at people like Michael Caine or Robert De Niro, who aren't highly expressive people, but you get 100% where they're at. And you get 100% where they're at because they've got such focus and clarity on what they're thinking and what they're visualizing, that when they say green and they mean red, they're thinking red. You hear green, but you feel red. If they say soft, but they mean hard, in other words, they're using the words as a camouflage for what they really mean, you get what they mean. If they are visualizing it, if they have magnetism inside them, if they are holding their power rather than dumping their power out onto the market, onto the camera. It's the strangest feeling. I remember once in Canada, I was on CNN on a talkback show, morning show, talking about work we were doing with people, and I had the flu. It wasn't an uncommon experience for me, flying from 40 degrees in Sydney into minus 40 in Canada. Actually, I was in minus 55 degrees in Prince Edward Island one day. That was cold. I got hypothermia walking from the hotel to the conference room, which was around 300 meters. Pretty extraordinary, really. Anyway, the long and the short of this conversation is that when I was on this CNN and I had the flu, I felt shitty. It really felt bad. And they were asking me all these questions, and yet on the inside of me, I still was thinking how beautiful the work we were doing with First Nation people and a lot of people who are at risk, how important it was and how beautiful. And the irony of it is, when I didn't try and dump out, and because I was with the flu and I felt somewhat contained, the message was clearer. So when I thought I was being unclear and not communicating, I was doing more of what I'm talking about, which is imagining it, visualizing it, holding it. And the people who were watching, the same thing happened when I was on camera here in Sydney on the midday show, and the host was talking to me about when I launched my Sacred Love book, and on the midday show, and the host was talking to me about it, and I was sort of, well, firstly, my fiance was with me from Nepal, and so I felt really, I suppose, in love in that day, and I felt really good about it. And if you watch the video of it on my YouTube, it really shows I was in a beautiful, loving internal space, even though on the outside I was quite contained because of the nature of the show I was on. And all of this comes in this magnetism, and the stuff I did today was about awareness, how to deal with people who don't care about you, people who are hostile, or people who are friendly, oppositional, and how to deal with that three levels. There's all three different ways of dealing with people, and therefore saving energy, because the more you react, the more irritated you become about those three groups of people, the more energy you burn. But I also covered fans, raving fans, which is sometimes your kids, and also friendly people. Because from a coaching point of view, most people give up on their dreams because of the desire to be liked, not the desire to make someone like them. And so a lot of lost magnetism, lost energy goes into friends who like you, and you want to be liked, so you bend to stay that way. So there's also advice on that topic too. And I think these things are really important. It may not sound simple from this conversation, but let me assure you it is. Anyway, enjoy the video. It's on the blog. Comes out tomorrow. And there's a audio and a PDF comes with it. Have a beaut day. Bye for now.